This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. Welcome, we have an amazing sugya today. This is a sugya that's relevant to alumnus of this staff, but it's also a general subject that it's worthwhile to be aware of. We're going to learn Mamish Yediyah Chashuva, Daf Mem Ches. The Mishnah said that a woman is always in her father's rishus until she enters the rishus of the Baal. If the father gives her over to the shluchim of the Baal, she's in the rishus of the Baal. If the father accompanies the shluchim of the Baal, or the shluchim of accompany the shluchim of the Baal, she remains in the rishus of the father. If the shluchim ha'av give her over to the shluchim of the Baal, she is rishus ha'baal. Basically, we're learning that when a woman is given over to the husband, she now assumes, she becomes under the domain of the husband. And in a sense, she's considered a nesua. She's considered not just an arusa, she's considered a nesua. The laws of nara hamurasa, that shazinsa, do not apply to her. She becomes a nesua regarding certain things. Merely giving her over to the rishus of the Baal renders her, in a certain respect, like a nesua. So now we come to a very fundamental machloikas in Shas. The machloikas, the Rambam, and the Ran. Okay? Every Jew needs to be familiar with this. Comes the Rambam, Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yud, Halacha Beis. Kivan shenichnaso ha'arusa l'chuppah. When an arusa enters to chuppah, harezu mutaras lavei aleha b'chaleis. At that point in time, the husband could live with her at any time. V'harehi ishta gemura l'chal davar. And she is his wife for everything. We know an arusa, a man cannot live with an arusa. That's what bracha is made. Asher asar lanu es harusais. Asar lanu es harusais. An arusa is asura, an arusa is asar. A nesua v'hitter lanu es hanesuais. What matters a woman? Chuppah. Umi she tikanes l'chuppah nikres nesua. Chuppah matters a woman even if you didn't have relations with her. And the million dollar question is, what is chuppah? Yeah, what is chuppah? What is chuppah? The Rambam Shita is v'hu shetia ru'uya l'b'ila. Chuppah needs to be with a woman who's ro'i for b'ila. The Rambam Shita is Chuppah is Yichud. The Rambam Shita is Chuppah is Yichud. Avalim Haisa Nida. But if a woman was a Nida, Afal Pisha Nechnasa L'Chuppah, even though she entered L'Chuppah, Venis Yachid Ima, and he was Miyachid with her, Loi Gamru HaNesuin, the Kedushin is not complete, the Nesuin is not complete. Vaharehi Ka'arusa Adayin, she's still an Arusa. Shitas HaRambam is Chuppah is Yichud. And it has to be Yichud HaRoi Labia. If it's Ein HaRoi Labia, it doesn't do anything. That's why the Shita of the Rambam is Chuppas Nida is Pasul. And that's a problem. Especially if you're Sephardi. If you're Ashkenazi, okay, we don't necessarily have to follow the Rambam. But that's why for Sephardim, it's a problem. If the girls are Nida, it ain't going to work. You spent $100,000 on the wedding. The only problem is they're not married. That's the only problem. The Rambam Shita is Chuppah. I don't care that the poles are wrapped in flowers that you got from, I don't know, from the Garden of Eden. And you spend, they're laden in gold. It doesn't do anything. You can have four poles with four Chachamim, of my, the members of Mayetzas Gedolei HaTorah of both America and Eretz Yisrael. The Masader Kedushin could be the world's greatest Lamdin. The Edim could be, you actually found two honest people in this world. It's nevertheless, you're not married. You know why? Because you didn't do Chuppah. What do you mean? We had four poles. No, Chuppah is Yichud. Yeah, but we did Yichud. We locked the door. We locked it with a bolt and the Shabbos lock. And every possible, and a key, and a chain, and that doesn't matter. She's in a royal labia. That's Shita Sarambam, okay? The Rambam holds that the definition of chuppah zicha. That's what it seems from the Rambam. Comes the Ran in the first parak of Ksubas, and the Ran says, "Va'achirim oimrim the chuppah lav haynu yichad." The Ran says some say chuppah is not yichad. V'raya ladavar from the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yud Beis. The almana min hanesuin ein la elamana. An almana from the suin only gets an almana. Even though Adam testify, not only did she not have relations, she didn't even go into Yichud. So then why does she only get a money? She didn't do chuppah. Because the Adam testify, not only did she not have biyah, she didn't have Yichud. Alma chuppah lav hainu Yichud. Says the Ran, so we see from here, chuppah is not Yichud. Ela chuppah. Kol sheheviya habal mi beis aviya lebeisai l'shem nesuin. If, you know what chuppah is? If the man brings her from her father's house to his house. You know what marriage is? Redeeming her from your father-in-law. That's the definition of chuppah. Taking her away from the father-in-law. The father-in-law wants her to daven nusach sfard. And the father-in-law wants her to daven in his shul. Once you remove her from his house and you put her in your house, you didn't even have to look at her. You don't need not yichud. You don't even need yichud. You don't need yichud even. You don't even have to look at her. You just have to take her away from the shver. Marriage is taking her away from the shver. That's v'alfinu midachsiv v'embeis isha nadara. If in the house of the husband, she made it. Adamash calls manji the base isha harehi bershusay. The Ran says it's a din in base isha. Rambam says chuppa is yichud haroi labia. Ran says a chuppa is bringing her into Yerushas.
Why is a halacha only al Yerusha and not everything else?
Why is a halacha only al Yerusha? Okay, good point. According to the Ran, why do we say hachnasa? Why do we say mesirasa le bal? Only works legabe Yerusha or legabe that she's not a Nara Hamurasa. Why doesn't it help for Truma?
Right.
Well, simply Rashi addresses that. It doesn't help for Truma because there's a chash of Simpain, which means maybe it'll be a Mekach Tas when he decides to live with her.
What about Hafaris Nadarim? I mean, it's only for Yerusha, not for...
Well, that's Shmuel Shita. What about for Hafaras Nadarim? Why? Maybe you'll say Hafaras Nadarim is... why only for Hafaras... No, not even Hafaras Nadarim. Right? According to Shmuel, it's not for Hafaras Nadarim.
According to the Ran.
Yeah.
Why is halacha lemaisa according? We say according to Shmuel, right?
Yes.
So why according to Shmuel it's only for Yerusha, but there are a lot of other halachas besides Truma. Truma we have a teretz for, but everything else.
Like what? For example, Hafaras Nadarim.
Right.
For Hafaras Nadarim, why? According to Shmuel, for Hafaras Nadarim, she's not in the Rishus of the husband. She's not in the Rishus of the husband. Well,
right.
You could say for Hafaras Nadarim, she's a little bit in the Rishus of the husband because the husband will also be made for her Nadarim. Okay, we're going to come back to your point, okay? The Ran asks, according to me, that it's dependent on hachnasa l'shus v'chitema persa nida lama ina ma'ala la mezainais. If she's a persa nida, why do you not have to feed her? Harei biyadeh lachnisa l'chuppah. The reason you don't have, the question is, why do you not have to feed her, but you could be machnas her l'chupa? Hainu taima shekiven she'ein chupa zu mesur l'biya lo yichivu chacham l'kansa. Meaning a woman who's a nida, the chachamim did not require you to feed her. The Ran's question is why not, but you could be machnas her to chuppah. The Ran says, well, the rabbis never obligated you to be machnas her to chuppah if she's ain't a ruya labia. But if you would have done chuppah, it would have been effective. The bottom line is, this is a fundamental machlekes, not just in ksubis, but in seder nashim. Okay? What is the definition of chuppah? The Rambam says chuppah is yichud and it has to be roi labia. The Ran says chuppah is hachnasa l'rishas. Now, if you hear this question, that means maybe your grandmother davened well for you, that you should be zoicha to hear some real lamdas in your lifetime. Okay? The kasha, the nesivas hamishpat. It's a basic question, right? You should have been mechavin to this question already. I'm sure you would. You were. And you're just being polite. But the Rambam Shita seems to be blown out of the waters from the Daf Mem Ches and Ksubas. The Rambam holds, what's the definition of Chuppah? Yichud Haroi Labia. Comes the Nesivas HaMishpat, and he asks, how in the world could you reconcile the Rambam Shita with the Mishnah and the Sugya and Ksubas, that merely giving her over into the reshus of the Baal renders her a nesua, but there was no bia, there was no yichud even. You just gave her over to the husband, and now they're going for a stroll. How could giving her over to the husband be construed as a nesuin? How could it be construed as a nesuin? But there is no yichud. Yeah, this is the opening nesivas on the Masechta. Biran hevi machlekes apoiskim. The Harambam svirle de chuppa hu yichud. Umemela persenida lav bas chuppihi. The Haran choylek aleim. Right, so let's say I have a wedding tomorrow night. What are you going to do at the chuppa? You have to chazer over the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ran. The Rambam says that what they're standing there and they hire a guy to shriek into the microphone and damage people's ears, that's nothing. It doesn't do anything. Not only do you have to sit there for an hour and you have to hear every latest hit when like every great aunt walks down, but it also doesn't even do anything because the chuppah is not that. The chuppah is the yichud room. And the Ran argues and he holds the chuppah hainu konsol beisai. The hevi raya. The Ran's raya is mehal damrin daf yud beis amonu menan asuin v'yesh edim shaloi nistara. You ready for this kasha? Belav hachi kasha. Heich efsher loymer de chuppa hi yichud davka. Ha afilu masar haav l'shluchei habal hava nesua l'chol mili laharbe manda omrim b'ksubis daf memches. You know, there's an opinion of Ravasi, and there's an opinion of, I think, Rabbi Yochanan, and there's opinion of Rabbi Chanina, and they hold giving her over is complete nesuin l'chol mili, not just for Yerusha, l'Yerusha, l'hafaras nedarim, for achilas truma, l'chol mili. The lashon is mesirasa l'chol af l'truma. Many amiram hold that. How does that fit into the Rambam? The Rambam holds that chuppah is yichud. So how could anybody say that Ms. Masar Ha'av l'shul chiyabav nesul l'chomila ha'vandam iksuz dam menches? Yeah? And what are you going to say? By the way, the Nesus say, well, that they argue what's chuppah. They argue what's chuppah. Shmuel holds, like the Rambam, that chuppah is yichud. That's why Shmuel says this chuppah doesn't do anything. Mesirasa le'baal doesn't do anything because chuppah is yichud. And the other man, the Amrim, say, no, chuppah is hachnasa l'rishus. Now, the Nesivah says it doesn't make sense to say that's what they argue in. So therefore, right, everybody hear the kasha on the Rambam. The kasha on the Rambam is, according to Maimonides, that the definition of chuppah is yichud. Well, how does that work in our sugya? That merely giving her over to the agents of the husband is considered nesuin. That's the kasha of the Nesivos. It's the famous kasha on the ksuba. So you know, somebody says, "What are you learning?" "I'm learning ksubas." "Really? Zogiber?" You tell them the kasha and the nesivas. You look like you know something. You tell the machlok is the Rambam and the Ran, and the kasha on the Rambam from the Gemara and Daf Memchas. So the nesivas says a chiddush gadol v'atzam. That the shita of the Rambam, that chuppah is yichud, is talking about a gedayla, a bagaras. Listen carefully. The Rambam holds that the definition of nesuin is when the baal takes control of the woman. Now, by the way, this is not like a nice dvar Torah to say over at the Shabbos table. I'm just telling you. But the Rambam holds that the definition of nesuin is that the woman is now subsumed in the domain of the husband. Right? The woman, she changes her last name. If her name used to be Levine and she marries a guy Cohen, her last name is Cohen. She's a new entity. V'hu kechason hayoytse mechu pasai. Hey, where'd the kala go? She disappeared. What do you mean? V'hu kechason yeytse chamaz? Where's the girl? Where's the lady? No. The entity has been subsumed. V'hu kechason hayoytse mechu pasai. Hear the terminology? Therefore, says the Nesivos, the following lamdas. When a girl is a ketana or a nara, and she's in the reshus of her father, giving her over is chuppah. Because the father controls her, and now the father gives her over, so that's chuppah. And as it's mevuar in ksubas daf memches, mesirasa l'shluchei habal is chuppah. But once a woman is a bagares, and she's in her own domain, then the way to take control and ownership and dominion is you need her das. And therefore, it has to be yichud haroi labia. The Rambam Shita that chuppah is yichud haroi labia is only for a boigeras, for a ketano or a nara. Mesira labal is also effective. That's the chiddush of the nesivas. Says in the Sif, Zlechei Nir Alanias Daiti L'chalik Bein Ketana V'Nara Shibur Shusavia. You could differentiate between a Ketana and a Nara who's in the domain of her father. Oz Mahani Mesira. There are opinions that, let's say Shmuel, that it doesn't work. L'man Desrile, Doi Mahani Mesira La'ashvi Yenesuya Mikomako Im Kinesa L'Beisai Mahani L'chuleyama. Giving her over might not help, but going into his house for sure helps. That's the shita of the Ran. Meaning the Rambam agrees to the Ran by a katana and a nara. But by Geresh, he brishus atzma. Now, interesting. Why does the Gemara say, and the Raya is midaloi katani bigmar rak b'masar ha'av l'shluchei habal? The Gemara says the father gave over to Shluchei Habal. Why isn't it talking about an almana who went to the Shluchei Habal? Let's say, what would happen about a nara who became a widow and now she gets married again, and then she goes on her own to the Shluchei Habal? No, or even a gedoyla. What would the halacha be by an almana that goes to the Shluchei Habal? No, that doesn't do anything. There you need yichud haroi labia. Alaner de dinzehu davka rak biktana v'nara shabiyada av lemaisul chuppa bal karchach kemavur biksubis. V'kiven shamasra av yachal abal lisa isa bal karchach v'enu mechusr shamdas rak barotzen habal levad taloi. Shuv kiven shav silek reshusa ritsoinoi v'kiven shenichnasa leshus habal lisa v'livalo isa bal karchach. So she's not a nesua as long as you didn't do yichud. I want to just revamp what I said a little bit. A ketana and a nara, are in the control of the father. That being the case, the father could marry her off bal karchach, which means we don't need her das. If you don't need the das of a woman, the father could give her to the baal, and now she belongs to the baal, and the baal is kind to her. Two things are needed for nesuin: kinyan and the das of an isha. But by a ketana nara, we don't need the das of an isha, because the ketana nara, the father could give her over bal karchach. Memela, the husband could take her against her will. We don't need yichud aroy labia. Mashein kena boy geres. So aside from the kinyan, you also need her das. If you need her das, you're going to need yichud haroi labia. That's the shita of the nasivas. That the Rambam agrees to the Ran, that the Ran's method would work for a ketana and a bageras, an ketana and a nara. That's approach number one. Approach number two is Hagoyin Rav Naftali Trapp, the Granat. In a nutshell, what the Granat says that even the Rambam agrees that there are two facets of Nisuan. One is acquiring her for monetary rights, and one is acquiring her for rights to live with her. Monetary rights are inheriting her, being metame to her, being made for her nedarim, getting her masiyadayim. And then there's Gnesun Gemurim, to be able to live with her, Kozman Sheyirtza. When the Rambam said, Kivan Shenichnasa Harusa Lechuppa Harezu Mutaras Lavayla Bechol E Sheyirtza, the Rambam's talking about the aspect of Nesuin to be able to live with her. And that only comes when you're Nichnasa Lechuppa, when she's Roy Labia. But if she's Nichnasa Lechuppa and she's a Nida, Avalam Hoysa Nida Afapisha Nichnasa Lechuppa Menesiach Rima Loi Gomru HaNesuin. You didn't finish the Nesuin. Vaharehi Ka'arusa Adayin. She's like an Arusa. You didn't finish the Nesuin. But maybe you started it. You started a legabe monetary right, but not legabe interpersonal right. Says the Granat, there are two facets of chuppah. One facet gives you monetary right, one facet gives you marital right. The Rambam agrees to the Ran that hachnasa l'rishus gives you monetary right. That's the sugyon ksubis. When the Rambam says that if she's a nida, loy gamru anesuin, that's to be able to be lava yaleh b'chalei sheyirtza. I think that's what the Granat says. The Granat says, look, v'nira loymer the Rambam srile the yeshne mine nesuin. There are two types of nesuin. Aleph, the koina oisa li yarsha, latame, l'nadarim, ulamasi yadah. And number two, bezed the kansa oisa l'dvarim, shebeinoi, Labena. So again, the question on the Rambam was, hey Rambam, according to you that the definition of chuppah is yichud haroi labia, so then what is this sugya in Ksubis about how giving her over to the Baal and the Shluchei HaBaal creates certain rights? How could it create any rights? But it's not Yichud HaRoi Labia. The Rambam would say, Avada, it's not Yichud HaRoi, and he can't live with her yet. He's not allowed to live with her. He's talking out to live with her. This is Ksubas, this is a monetary Gemara. Monetary, I agree to the Ran. That's the granat. That's it. So the first mahalach in the sugya is the Nesivos. The Nesivos says the Rambam agrees to the Ran by a katana and a nara, because since we don't need her das, then you don't need yichud aroi labia. It's good enough just to bring her into his rishus. The granat splits it a little bit finer, that the Rambam agrees to the Ran regarding aspects of nesuin that are monetary and not marital. Okay, and I'm going to tell you a third mahalach. And in your zuchus, I think we're going to actually understand all three. The third mahalach is the mahalach of Rav Aaron Cutler. This happens to be, I'm not an expert in the chiddush of Rav Aaron Cutler. This is the third chiddush noira I saw from Rav Aaron Cutler this morning. I wanted to check if it's his yard side, because there's no human way to explain this. This morning's shir in shul was about Rav Aaron's revelation of what happens on Rosh Chodesh Elul. Then I don't know if you saw somebody pass by with the camera. They're doing a shoot on the Spanish Inquisition. So I was preparing. Rav Aaron says in the Mishnah, Rav Aaron, America will be the last Golos before Mashiach comes. And now we have a Chiddush Rav Aaron to answer Ksubas Daf Memches. Okay. Now I didn't put Rav Aaron on the sheet because it's two full pages long. Instead, I put the Shar HaMelech on the sheet. And the Shar HaMelech says the same chiddush, like in five lines. So it's nice when you see it snappy. If I'm not mistaken, I was at the Shar HaMelech's kever in Livorno. But it's not on video, so it's like it never happened. But, okay. Here we go. Ready for this chiddush? This is Oyem and Oyra. Rav Asi, so now we're going to come back to what you asked in the beginning. And the truth is, the Nesiva said, you can't say this. But Rav Aaron Cutler and the Shar HaMelech says this. Okay. We go like this. He brings the machlokes Rambam and Ran. And he asks, according to the Rambam, that the definition of chuppah is Yichud haroi labia, how do you understand ksubas? Va'anoichi kfar natisi yadi la'el, loymar. Tive'emes das harambam bepluktat talia. The Rambam holds that the definition of chuppah is Yichud haroi labia, but it's dependent on a machlokes. The harambam svirle de'baha gufa pligi Rav Shmuel. Goof of the machloikis in our sugi and ksubis, whether hachnosa l'rishus is only legabe yerusha or even legabe truma, what is that machloik? What is Rav and Shmuel arguing on? De Rav Amar Shah misirasa l'chol chutz mi truma. Rav says it works for everything except for truma. Ushmul amar li rishasa, v'hainu kibir shasa, rishasa davka li rishasa, mishum de isa gaba. V'hainu de pligi Rav Shmuel b'zeh. That's a machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds like the Ran! Rav holds like the Ran. Rav holds what's chuppah? Hava l'beisai. Memela, it works for everything. And probably Rav Asi holds that way, and Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Chanina, they hold that Hachnasa l'rishus, Mesirasa works for everything. Why? Because they hold Chuppah as Hevel HaBeisoi. Vim kein, Tekef Mishas, Mesira Ha'av, have a Chuppah l'chomilsa. Zeloi ba'inon Chuppah shal yichad. U'mishas Mesira, Yatsim Rishus Ha'av, l'rishus Ha'bal l'chol ha'dvarim. Rav holds like the Ran. Zulas l'inyan truma. Why? Because he didn't live with her yet. So he didn't live with her yet. We're worried about mekachtoyes. Kivin loy bad kadayin chashin l'simpain. No, Shmuel holds this is not a real chuppah. Chuppah is yichud. Shmuel sarva dezel lasa. Ela ikra chuppah hu ayichud l'chal advarim. Va'adayin bin mesiras ha'av. If all the father did is give her over, but you didn't do yichud haroi labia. Only legabe Yerusha Shmuel holds the father's moichel. So who does the Rambam paskin like? Well, the sugya comes out like Shmuel. So the sugya comes out like Shmuel. That means Mesira doesn't do anything. Which means that chuppah is yichud haroi labia. So just the opposite. Not only is our sugya not a kasha on the Rambam, our sugya is a raya to the Rambam. Not only is it a raya to the Rambam, our sugya is the makar of the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get that chuppah is roi labia? Is yichud haroi labia? Where did the Rambam get that from? He got it from Ksubis, because he sees a sugya. Then we pass it like Shmuel. If the father gives over his daughter to the husband, it doesn't work for anything other than Yerusha, because the father is Meichel the Yerusha. And the Rambam asks, what do you mean? But he gave her over to the husband's Rishus. It must be Mesira does not work. Why? Because Chuppah is Yichud Haroi Labia. And that's... Now, the reason the Nesivis didn't want to say this is because he feels it's too sweeping a machloikas to say there's a machloikas amayram, what is chuppah? You're going to make a machloikas, Rav and Shmuel, what is chuppah? Is chuppah like, Rav holds chuppah is like the Ran Hachnas al Rishus, and Shmuel holds chuppah is Yichud Haroi Labia? But the Sharam Melech, Rav Aaron Kuller say that is goof for the machloikas. So Asi, when you asked in the beginning, you're asking a very good question. Let's go back to the Ran. If the halacha is like Shmuel, that basically this chuppah, this mesira doesn't do anything, why not? Why not? Yeah, listen carefully. Right? Asi, that was your question? In other words, let's turn the tables. Now that the Shar HaMelech is saying the source of the din of the Rambam is the fact that we paskin like Shmuel, that Masir, giving her over to the Rishus of the Av only accomplishes that he inherits her, which indicates that chuppah is yichud haroi labia. So isn't this a kasha on the Ran? Why would the Ran say that this is not a valid chuppah? According to the Ran, all you need for chuppah is hachnasa l'rishus. No, the Ran would say, no. This is not called hachnasa l'rishus. You give her over to the husband. It's not hachnas rishus until the husband brings her into his house. I mean, the Ran would say, I would agree the halacha is like Shmuel. And this chuppah is not a valid chuppah. But not because it's not yichud haroi labia. Because it's not even yichud yet. You just gave her over to the husband. But they weren't in the same rishus yet. So the bottom line is, here's the executive summary. Today we learned an epic machloikis, Rambam and Ran. The Rambam holds the definition of chuppah is yichud haroi labia. The Ran holds the definition of chuppah is hachnasa l'rishus. The kasha of the Nesivos on the Rambam is if the definition of chuppah is yichud haroi labia, then how do you understand that ksubis, where giving her over to the Baal is considered a form of nesuin? The Nesivos answers that the Rambam agrees to the Ran that for a katana or a nara that you don't need their das, hachnasa l'rishus is sufficient. The Hagoyin Rav Naftali Trub says that there are two aspects of nesuin. It's only regarding being able to live with a woman whenever you want, the Rambam requires yichud haroi labia. But regarding monetary rights, the Rambam would agree, hachnasa l'rishus accomplishes something, and we were medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam, that all the Rambam said is that if she's a nida, loy gamru hanesuin, it was not complete, but maybe something happened, and you're only kiarusa adayin, but you're not mamish in arusa. And then we saw the reasoning of the Shar HaMelech, that the Shar HaMelech said that the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel, Rav who says that Hachnasa Rishus accomplishes, that's the Shita of the Ran. Shmuel says the reason it doesn't accomplish is because he holds this Chuppah is Yichud HaRoy Labia, and that's good for the Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thank you so much. Okay? Hatzlach Rabba, have a great day. Baruch Tia. So Asi, I think I answered your question. Okay.
I actually found this fascinating because there was, my daughter married a Sephardi, and there were two minhagim that I didn't fully understand, and I think it fits into Rav Aaron's shot beautifully. The first minig was that we stopped walking halfway down. The chassan came and walked the kala to the chuppah, and I'm thinking that's hachnasa lebeisai. I'm thinking.
Right.
The second minig is they didn't have the yichud room. I mean, they may believe they did. They left the door open, but they don't do. The Sfaradim do not do yichud. At least Moroccan Sfaradim.
Right.
I want to talk for all Sfaradim. Yeah, Syrians
also. They don't close the door completely.
Right. And the reason is, he told me, because if they have a true yichud, she has to cover her hair right after the yichud. So I'm thinking that's the part, the second part of it. So she didn't have a yichud, so it was only a did achnasa lebeisai, it was not roi lebiya yet.
Right.
So therefore she didn't have to cover her hair until later that night when they went home.
Right, very good.
I'm thinking that fits perfect into the Rambam's shot.
Right. So according to the Rambam, she's not in a sua. By Sfardim, they leave the hall, she's not married yet. That's why when they go to the hotel, they sometimes require two edim in the hotel room. I've been, actually on my wedding night, I was called in to be an aid yichud on a Sfardi guy next door, to be an aid yichud because they don't do yichud at the wedding. But they're supposed to do it, you know.
My son-in-law, when he got married to my daughter, he had to go to the room to check and everything before they got to the hotel.
The other interesting thing is, but for Ashkenazim, that we basically hold like the Ran, that it's Hachnasa L'Rishos. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir, that a woman does have to cover her hair at the Chuppah. So in my yeshiva, the Rosh Yeshiva will not be Masadr Kedushin if the woman is not wearing a Shetel under the Chuppah.
So what's the Heter? It seems to be pretty accepted.
First, so my wife wore a Shetel at the Chasana. And if you ask most Paiskim, they will say she has to. That the Mishnah Berurah writes explicitly. Lamaisa Rav Moshe has a chiddush that with a leniency. Rav Moshe learned somehow covering here is tala in the bia.
But doesn't that give a reyesa to the yichud then?
No, the yichud, she's in a sua. In other words, Rav Moshe learns that that the erva is not created by being a nesua; it's created by being a beula. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.